Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weissop. Today we've got a very special episode. It's the 2024 Super Bowl LVIII Symbolism Show. Surely you heard my pregame analysis with predictions, and today I'm here to prove to you why I was right about everything, okay? No, I'm just kidding. But I will take an honest look at it, and we'll decide if I was on the money with my Illuminati symbolism predictions, okay? Now, the football game is technically still on. They went into overtime, but I've got a duty for you to perform for you here. So I've got the game playing because, you know, one of my predictions was that the Chiefs were going to win and maybe we see the big Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce love connection. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, you're kind of watching this live as I'm watching the game. You can probably see it if you're watching the video. You can see it on the little reflection there. Okay. Today we're going to talk about the symbolism of UFOs and aliens and all the commercials, Wicked, the Christian He Gets Us commercials, Beyonce's Verizon AI bot. And then we're going to break down the symbolism of the halftime show of Usher. We had lots in there. There's black and white opposing polarities, but you had to look for it. And I'm telling you right now, go to my Instagram at Isaac Weissop, follow along, like and subscribe. We're going to break down the show. It had symbolism of the left-hand path and Usher's alchemical transformation into the Phoenix, a common trope we've seen many celebrities do it. So why not Usher? The stage was a giant astrological symbol, and I will explain to you my theory on that. Of course, it's just a theory of it showing us the alignment of the Saturn and Earth in opposing polarities, which makes all the sense in the world when we see all the symbolism that is unpacked from the stage and so on. And strangely enough, the most satanic thing, well, maybe not strangely, maybe accurately. So the most satanic thing that happened was Taylor Swift's little buddies, Ice Spice, doing satanic symbols with her hands. Oh my goodness. Join along. We're going to break it all down now. And to be clear, I'm going to put links in the show notes. If you didn't listen to the pregame analysis, I went really deep into the symbolism and history of the occult as it pertains to Usher and Diddy and Jay-Z, who puts on all the halftime shows. You really got to listen to that one after you listen to this. Go check that one out, okay? And not to mention, before the game, there was an active shooter at Joel Osteen's mega church. What is going on? And it was a female. Who would have thought that? Little plot twist. Anyway, okay, moving on. Let's start off with Taylor Swift. You know, I pick on her all the time. But she brought with her Lana Del Rey, one of my favorites, unfortunately, and Ice Spice. Now, shout out to Brooklyn. She sent me a video. Is Ice Spice okay? Is she doing all right? What's going on with Ice Spice? Because in the video, which I posted to my socials, again, Instagram, at Isaac Weissop, you can see the video for yourself. She does little demonic mano cornudo hands, the devil horns, to the camera. Then she shows herself choking herself with her crucifix necklace. Now, isn't that strange, right? Recall we did a show, I believe it was last year, and I think it was only on the Patreon feeds because I do bonus shows once a month from the supporters, where we talked about the symbolism of Taylor Swift's Eras concert tour, with all the symbolism we see from her of witchcraft and the worshiping of Satan and the whole idea of summoning the demons, MK Ultra, and all kinds of stuff. But she had a video she did with Ice Spice called Karma. And in that video, we saw symbolism of Saturn. Okay? Because that's what the dark arts, the people that are into this stuff, they employ the dark arts, which comes from the astrological body of Saturn. All right? It ties into Luciferianism. It's a much deeper subject than we have time to go into this evening. But, yeah, strangely enough, Ice Spice gave us the most satanic thing of the night, I feel. With that, she wins the most satanic MVP award for the Super Bowl. Then we had Post Malone and Reba McEntire doing the, you know, America songs and stuff. And, of course, we're not saying anything bad about Post Malone. We love Post Malone. Then, remember during the pandemic, he gave us a full Nirvana concert. Come on, we love him. He would never do us wrong, would he? The first commercial, right out the gate, was for an alien film, A Quiet Place, day one, which I might go see. I don't know. I saw the first one in the theaters. I was with a guy who wouldn't stop talking, and I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed. Because, you know, it's a quiet film. The dude talked the whole time. I was like, oh, mental note, never go to the theater with this guy again. So, anyways, yeah, right off the bat, we get alien stuff. Second commercial, it's a Dr. Pepper commercial with a portal opening up and eating up all the players. All right? A lot of metaphysical stuff. This is all occult stuff, right, by the way. Then there was also some of the other highlighted commercials we'll talk about. There's a trailer for Wicked with little Ariel LaGrande. And she, you know, and that's an interesting story because we did a 3-part analysis on Wizard of Oz and the occult symbolism within, because we're doing a mega deep dive on Twin Peaks right now on my supporter feeds. And also I've done, you know, 6 shows on Stanley Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut. And all of these things use symbolism of the occult as it pertains to Wizard of Oz. All right. So to see more Wizard of Oz coming our way, very interesting. It actually looks like a good movie. But the story, which I've never seen, I had to look this up, is about Glinda the Good Witch and Elphaba the Wicked Witch of the West. And the whole concept of the story is about their opposing polarities, which is very interesting when we get to the Usher halftime show, right? Because you got the good and the bad, right? The light and the dark. And that's the black and white, the tessellating floor of the Freemasonic lodges that they call the Moses Pavement. I should also mention, since we're talking Twin Peaks, Glinda the Good Witch makes an appearance in another film by David Lynch. I'm not going to say which one. I won't spoil nothing. But yeah, David Lynch is obsessed with Wizard of Oz. He said literally there's not a day that goes by that he doesn't think about it. Also in the movie, Jeff Goldblum, he plays the wizard. And the wizard's big sort of robotic AI interface in front of the curtain. Then we had a Mountain Dew Baja Blast commercial with, I don't remember her name, old girl from, she was in the last season of White Orchid, I think it's called, the one on HBO. Anyway, she it's pretty funny. She talks about having a blast at all these things, and then she talks about having a blast while getting probed. Very risque, with a UFO abducting her. Thought that was funny. But again, more UFOs, more alien stuff, right? Which, hey, I get it. Aliens have been in pop culture for about 100 years now, so whatever. Then another Jeff Goldblum. This guy's all over the place. He had a commercial for Apartments.com with, guess what? Aliens, that's right. And then he was in another commercial with Lil Wayne for Homes.com. That's at least 3 Goldblum commercials. And I should also note that I didn't even include the Martin Scorsese alien commercial. That was on here too. We talked about that on the pregame analysis, I believe. Then we had the He Gets Us commercials, which I actually loved. I thought these were beautiful commercials about what Christianity is supposed to look like. And it's, you know, people helping each other and you know, everyone loving each other and crossing all sort of, you know, racial identity boundaries and stuff and just, you know, taking care of each other, which I thought was beautiful. And this was on last year too, if you remember. And I read a piece on Jacobin, which is a very, it's, you know, an openly socialist magazine. And they ran a piece on this last year where they talked about how these ads are, I'm going to read you from it, okay? These ads are funded by pillars of conservative Christianity, and they will promote a compassionate Jesus aligned with the young people's left-wing values. They're compelling, but those values can't be found in conservative churches. The Servant Foundation, that's the one that, they're the nonprofit that puts on this thing. The Servant Foundation's research shows that people like Jesus but mistrust Christianity. Young people especially reject the politics and divisiveness associated with evangelicism. But the He Gets Us campaign, while beautifully conceived and executed, seems unlikely to change that. After all, people already have positive feelings about Jesus. Blah, 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 blah. Talks about people not really going to church anymore. Values play a big part in the drift. While evangelical leaders lean politically right, often very far right, Gen Z is strongly empathetic to the needs of the most marginalized, and favors government action in solving societal problems. Millennials and Gen Z are racially and ethnically diverse, up against serious financial challenges, and are concerned about racial and economic justice. Blase, blase, blah. You get it. And then it goes on to talk about how the Servant Foundation that puts on these commercials between 2018 and 2020 donated more than $50 million to the Alliance Defending Freedom, a far-right group that has been fighting to overturn laws protecting LGBTQ people from discrimination and helping draft the 2018 Mississippi law at the heart of the recent Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. So, I mean, I guess so, right? They're still beautiful commercials, right? Take that for what it was worth. Because that's the kind of Christianity that I was raised to believe in. But anyway, moving on. Beyonce. She was at the Super Bowl with Jay-Z. They showed her in the stands. And she had a commercial for Verizon. And it's all about, you know, it's the whole shtick is her trying to break the internet with a bunch of different publicity stunts of her, you know, I don't know, going into space and doing this and doing that. And there's one where she has an AI bot. It's the Beyonce AI, and which I thought was interesting because it's, again, the idea of transhumanism, which we're going to talk about maybe a little bit later with Will.i.am. But the short version would be transhumanism is the idea of them taking us down the path of the digital matrix, which is why we see a lot of interesting things coming into the news lately with Neuralink and the Apple Vision Pros. It's all meant to facilitate the birth of a new species, to put it bluntly. That's what these folks believe in, these geopolitical kind of psychopaths that run the world that we live in. Again, not enough time to get into it today. But also in that commercial, she runs for president. I was like, oh boy, here we go with this. And you'll notice she's wearing a pin of a bee, and the bee is a symbol for magic. And, you know, I live in Utah, which was established by Freemasons steeped in occult Freemason. I'm sorry, founded by LDS Mormons steeped in Freemasonic sort of symbolism. So we have the symbol of the bee everywhere. Well, that symbol of the bee comes from the idea of ritual magic from the Freemasons. And if you recall, in August of 2020, I think it was August of 2020, we did a show analyzing the symbolism of Beyonce's Black is King video. And we talked about how she does the rock diamond, right? And that rock diamond is the fourth degree in the OTO. It's a symbol for the planet Venus or goddess. And then it actually refers to 777 being a number that you see on the Star of Babylon and things like this. And because the idea of the Whore of Babylon or the Scarlet Woman is something that we're also going to talk about in this analysis before we're said and done. Hang tight, folks. Hang tight. Because the Whore of Babylon is meant to bring about the end times. And we're not talking about like, oh, it's the end of the world. No, they're talking about the end of man, the creation from God of man and woman. They're talking about the end of the age as we know it, because that's what Aleister Crowley and all these occultists were trying to do, and Jack Parsons, they were trying to usher in the new age. And that new age is basically defined as the one in which religion is no longer a thing and people have moved on to other belief systems, which turns out, if you study any of Helena Blavatsky's ideas, that the new religion is going to be the old religion of the pagan, worshiping old pagan stuff and nature worship and things like this. Now, let me read to you from this website, Violet Laura, where she talks about Babylon, the scarlet goddess of Thelema. In the animal kingdom, her incarnation is the queen bee, the mother of all bees in the hive. At the height of the productive season, a queen bee will mate and lay eggs continuously day and night. Without her, a colony will cease to continue surviving. So again, when we talk about, I mean, obviously, I know that the bee is a reference to her name, Beyonce, but symbolically, from the occult perspective, the bee is representative of the Scarlet Woman, okay? And you also see that 777 in the movie, in the Black is King film as well, if you think I'm being crazy about it, right? All right, finally, let's finish this up strong. Usher came on. He came on stage, and the performance showed a symbolism of opposing polarities of black and white. It showed us symbolism of the left-hand path, antinomianism, as they would say, which is symbolized as Saturn, as well as alchemical transformation. All right. When it starts out, Usher is on a black stage. He's dressed in all white. And then you'll notice he's got a pin of the phoenix. All right. Now, in alchemy, they explain the different steps of which one progresses through the what they call the magnum opus, or towards the philosopher's stone, or the great work. And it's symbolized through the colors of the bird. You've got the black, the white, the yellow, and the red. And the phoenix is represented as red, or fire. That's the final stage. That's the immortality, you know, unlocked, I guess. So in the halftime show, Usher starts out on the black stage and he's wearing all white. And then as the show goes on, he goes towards the red flames and he's wearing a phoenix pin as well. And of course, look, I know some people are going to be like, well, that's not all the colors. There was the blue at the end. Yeah, you're right. Oh, you know, it's not an exact science, this illuminate confirmed symbolism all the time. But, you know, if you ask me, if you force me to take a position and say, this is what I see, that's what I see. You know, because every year people tune in for this specific show, and you know that's what I'm seeing. He had that white little crop top with the phoenix, but it also was covered in flames. If you noticed, right? If you take a close look, and I put the images on my Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. Man, this Patrick Mahomes, he's unstoppable. What are they gonna do? They shut him down the whole game. I'm watching it. We're in overtime right now. There's a minute left. He's gonna do it. I should have put more money down on this game than I did. Chiefs are going to take it like I thought. It's all a big ritual, folks. We'll see what happens. Okay, so he's doing his thing. He's doing his dancing. He's doing his singing. And then here comes Alicia Keys. And she's dressed in a red-hot dress, as red as could be, with a massive cape flowing 1,000 feet long. And even the headlines online say Alicia scorches in red. And this, of course, again, you press me to make, look, I get it. You're putting on a show, you gotta pick some colors, you gotta pick some shapes. And then you got crazy jerks like me out there being like, oh, it's Illuminati red. Ugh. So I get it, right? There's a part of me that cringes when I do this stuff. But then you gotta take it seriously in the terms of synchromysticism, in the terms of the pulling down ideas from the ether, things like that. So anyway, Alicia Keys, she's the Scarlet Woman dressed in all red. And again, we go back to this idea of the Babylon, because the Scarlet Woman, which is what Shakira was wearing in 2020, she was looking very, you know, sexy, which is what the Scarlet Woman is supposed to embody. She's supposed to represent the female sexual impulse and the liberated woman. And the whole purpose of the Scarlet Woman and the Whore of Babylon is to manifest the energies of the Aeon of Horus, to manifest the energies of the end times, right? So we see that. Then Usher, he comes out and he's removed his right glove. Now he's only got a left glove on, which tells me the symbolism is that of the left-hand path. Oh, they just, look at that. Mahomes just threw a touchdown. It's a wrap. My goodness. 3 seconds left in overtime. That's it. That's the game. And your boy was right yet again with another prediction. Now let's see if Kelsey wants to get out on one knee and propose to his goddess, Taylor Swift. I don't know. We'll see. Congratulations, Chiefs fans. Whatever. I don't like the Chiefs. I'm Raider Nation, so we don't like the Chiefs. Football's silly, isn't it? Okay. So Usher, he's got the left-hand path glove on, okay? Symbolism of the left-hand path is antinomianism, which is embodied by the planet of Saturn as the adversary. It's the idea of channeling Luciferian rebellious forces. Then we had some strange things. Jermaine Dupri come out looking like a pilgrim munchkin or something. It was crazy looking. And remember we talked about him in the pregame show and all of his very dark allegations with Chris Cross and all this stuff, but he's dressed in all black and white. And then the next shot, which I took some freeze frame shots from my Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt, link in the show notes. You can see black and white checkered patterns out in the sort of stands out in the field, kind of, which is the Moses pavement in the Freemasonic temples. Okay. Now I'm watching the Super Bowl. It's all wrapped up and Travis Kelce's walking around the field and the camera's following him. Like they know something's up. Like they know what we're here to see, what the ladies are here to see. We're here to see Taylor Swift come down and for them to exchange a big old smooch. And maybe he gets out this big ass rock, this diamond ring, bigger than her head. Oh, this is very exciting. It's the first time I've ever done it this way, folks. A little live Super Bowl sort of breakdown as we watch it. The reason I'm doing it is because I got to get to bed. I got to go to work in the morning. I got a sick dog. I got to get to the vet. It's a whole thing over here, folks. So anyways, this black and white checker thing, which you don't typically, you wouldn't see it unless you looked for it like a psychopath, which luckily for you, I am. Plain as day, black and white checkered pattern all over the fans, sort of I don't even know how you describe it, the bleachers kind of. Then we get the big one. Usher is on this other stage, and it's, I'll try to make picture it for you. Again, I've got the images on there. You can look it up. There's a big giant circle, and then there's two paths connected to two smaller circles. And of course, Usher's in the middle of it, and he's standing up there with his arms straight out like a cross, like a crucified, Christ. Well, this is not representative of Jesus Christ. This is representative of the pagan alternative solar religions. This is the zodiac cross, I think, with him as the Tau cross, which I believe is pronounced as Toph in Greek. But anyway, in the Zeitgeist documentary, they talk about this stuff, which they claim that the sun, they think that Christianity stole the story of the pagan solar god worship, where the sun is on the cross, the zodiac cross. If you look that up, it's a big circle with a cross, right? So that when the sun's on the center, the sun is on the cross. And you know, and they make up a lot of stuff on that Zeitgeist show about the Christians stealing stories of Horus's virgin birth and all this crap that just completely is fabricated and just not true in any stretch of the imagination. So I mean, take that for what it's worth, but it doesn't matter. That's what these pagan occultists, they want to believe in, is the solar god. That's their real god. So they show Usher as the solar god out in the middle of the flaming circle, the flaming zodiac. And part of that, because it's a screen, that big stage is a screen, and it started out as a clock, because it started out with that song of his where he says, it's 7 o'clock on the dot. And again, we've got the symbolism of Saturn, because Saturn is called Kronos, and he is the god of time and measurements and constraints. They believe that when Saturn came around, we had he introduced entropy and the destruction of matter, kind of, or facilitated the condensing of matter, but then also destruction as well. That's why he's depicted as the Grim Reaper. But if you look at that stage, and I'm going to try to explain this the best I can. If you look at that stage, the symbol, I think, and I'm no astrology guy, but if you look at the symbol in astrology for opposition, you have two little circles connected with a path. So what happens when you've got that, and then you've got the sun in the center? What that tells me is that they're showing us opposing planets in opposition with the sun in the center. Now, what is the opposite of the sun? I would say the black sun. Again, symbolism of Saturn or the occult or inversion. But what's interesting, because opposing planets, it's supposed to create tension of some kind. But I looked up today's current planet astrological alignments, and I couldn't believe it. I was looking for two planets in opposition. And you won't believe it. You'll probably think I'm making this up. The Earth is in opposition to Saturn across from the Sun. So if you looked at that stage and compared it to the current positioning, the Sun is in the center and Earth and Saturn are on the opposing sides. Making sense of all this Saturn symbolism, making sense of why Ice Spice and Taylor Swift had that Saturn symbolism in the video. I mean, call me a crazy conspiracy theorist, but that's what I see. And, you know, and then there's more, you know, Will.i.am, Mr. Transhumanism. He came out looking goofy. And if you look, if you froze the frame of him coming out, you'll see one of the drum sets has a big giant star, a big giant pentagram on it, which I talked about in the last episode, the symbolism of the pentagram being very important to Usher. He's got it tattooed on his body twice. And it's the symbolism for Pythagoras and the secret societies. That's how they sort of show allegiance to the, you know, the occult, I guess. Then we got Ludacris coming out with his, you know, Super Mario boots, looking goofy. It wasn't he was just in trouble with Cat Williams. Remember that? But he came out with Super Mario boots. Then it wraps up, and Usher, the last symbol he does with his hands, he does this as above, so below symbolism. And I mentioned this on my pregame show, right? And on my Patreon, I read the Patreon comments. Daniel made a comment how he's like, look, Usher's been doing this for years. It means peace up, A-Town down. And yeah, and yes, apparently that's true. I didn't know that. But it does, in fact, have the same, you know, as Daniel sort of alluded to. But in fact, it is strange how this is the exact same symbolism of the Baphomet, who has the one hand up, one hand down, which you also see at the end of The Shining with Jack Nicholson's character. It's a whole thing that you see oftentimes when you start looking into this. And I have an image on my computer, which you saw in the artwork for the pregame show, of Usher doing a solid hand up and a solid hand down. That was not peace up, A-Town down on that one. What was that then, right? It's when he was hanging out with Michelle Lammy and all this crazy stuff. Because the symbolism he's giving us of the as above, so below, it's an alchemical symbol, right? That's what this is all about, is the alchemy. And what's alchemy? It's turning lead into gold. It's turning Saturn into the sun. So that's why you see all this symbolism on the stage. And you'll see it. So the Baphomet, the goat with the bobs, it says on his arms, solve and coagula, which means to dissolve and bring together. An alchemical term means to tear it down and rebuild it into a new perfected way, right? Which is what they want to do with our world. Now, does Usher know he's doing this sign of the devil? Maybe not. Maybe he thinks he's just, you know, I don't know what he does. I don't know what people tell him to do this stuff. Or maybe he knows what he's doing. If you go to Eliphas Levi, he says this in the Dogma book, where he talks about the Baphomet. But the adorers of the sign do not consider, as do we, that it is a representation of the devil. On the contrary, for them is that of God, Pan, the god of our modern schools of philosophy, the god of the Alexandrian Theurgic school, and our own mystical Neoplatonists. So you can see that these folks maybe don't believe that this is the devil. They think this is just like an advanced, enlightened way of being. And that's why they do this. So in conclusion, let's wrap it up. My predictions included, and I quote, listen to the last episode, symbolism of UFOs, fire, pentagrams, astrology, transformation, and the Chiefs winning. And if you recall what I talked about with Usher's head tattoo, it was a symbol of transformation, sacred geometry, and a talisman. And what did we get today, this year? UFO commercials out the wazoo. Fire on the stage. Birds on fire. With the, you know, the phoenix on Usher's label. Self-deification of Usher on the zodiac as the son of God. The son, S-O-N, of God. And even a pentagram on that drum set in the background. When Will.i.am came out. And then, of course, the Chiefs did, in fact, win. So if you made some money off of betting on the Chiefs because your boy told you so, hook me up. Send a couple my way. What are we doing? We're in this together, folks. I'm just joking. Ironically, Taylor Swift brought the most Satanism out of the whole crew when she had her friend Ice Spice in there doing devil horns. So, and look, I've been picking on her for years. I'm just a big old salty hater. So I've been waiting for this, and she didn't let me down. Of course, she pushed some Illuminati symbolism through her friend Ice Spice. Now, was this year's halftime show as Illuminate confirmed as some other ones? I would say yes. Some years I'm like, there's a lot of stretching to do here, a lot of mental gymnastics. But this one, I'm like, no, there's a lot there. This occult symbolism is charging up energies in the subconscious level in terms of synchro mysticism. That's what these people, this is the language they use, okay? And if you're new to this topic, if you're still confused by any of these things we've talked about, you must subscribe to my show now. I talk about this stuff every week. Pop culture examples out the wazoo. Films. I say wazoo twice. I don't say that word. Out the ass. We cover pop culture in Illuminati symbolism in films and entertainment and pop culture events like the Super Bowl. In fact, I'm going to put a link in the show notes. I've got a Super Bowl Illuminati symbolism show, The Ritual Magic of the Pagan Gods, where I break down the reason for all of this. Because every year I would talk about it, but I thought, let me just record one show and just refer everyone to that if you're confused on the symbolism and why they do it and how they do it and all the and where this comes from. Because that's my whole purpose of being and having this podcast and writing all those books and all that stuff is because I'm trying to make sense of it. I'm trying to help other people understand it as well, because I do think there's a spiritual battle going on. Okay, I have to go to bed. I got to get up for the dreaded day job. So thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe to the show. Here's what you got to do. Remember to subscribe to the show. Go to my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. Like and subscribe and check out these images I'm talking about so you don't think I'm crazy. You probably think I'm crazy already. It's fine. And check out the other shows I got. I got links in the show notes for everything. Okay. All right, thanks for listening. Till next time, stay positive.